That was Professor Paul Mazerolle, ending that report by Nadine Silva. A European initiative makes paywalls a thing of the past when accessing some journals. Plan S has the support of international consortium Coalition S, and it aims to make research that was taxpayer-funded openly available, and justifying that taxpayers shouldn't pay twice for the same research. However, concerns were raised over how it could affect the quality of research published. Kevin Suarez has this report.
Have you ever wanted to read an interesting article in a scientific journal, but it was just out of reach behind an expensive paywall? A new international initiative is hoping to tackle the issue of research journals behind paywalls with a plan to make them free. The idea for Plan S is for taxpayer-funded research journals to be published in open repositories or journals that are open for anyone to view by 2020. Dr. Ritesh Chugg, a discipline leader in information systems at CQ University, explains how Plan S came to be.
Now, Plan S is an initiative that aims to make scientific publications coming out of publicly funded research grants available in open access journals. And they've set a deadline of the 1st of January 2020. What it means is that any researcher who is receiving public funding grant money needs to make their publications immediately available on public platforms, and they should be free to read. They should not be behind any paywalls.
Although Plan S was formed by European organisations, Australia can still get involved. Dr. Chugg says even though Australia hasn't given complete support to the plan, it's not too late to do so.
China and India, who produce nearly one-third of the research output globally, are also backing this up. So there is no question why we wouldn't expect Australia to follow suit. In fact, from what I understand, because Plan S was actually seeking feedback on their existing implementation plan, so in Australia, the Council of Australian University Librarians and the Australasian Open Access Strategy Group have issued a joint statement on Plan S. I mean, pretty much they are supporting Plan S, but they've obviously called for a rigorous review in terms of the infrastructure and funding requirements behind Plan S.
Call. The Council of Australian University Libraries is one of the organisations calling for a rigorous review of the plan despite supporting it. Its Executive Director, Robert O'Connor, elaborated why.
We support Plan S with caveats, and the caveats are essentially around making sure that the way Australia approaches open access, which involves institutional repositories, is within the scope of Plan S. Now, there has been a lot of interest in this from around the world, far more than the people who originally launched Plan S were expecting. It has truly gone global, which was not their expectation. There's been a lot more consultations and discussions about Plan S.
Call, along with the Australasian Open Access Strategy Group, have said that they support Plan S, but they feel other changes still need to be made. Among them, how it is implemented in developing countries and its effect on early career researchers. Mr. O'Connor outlined another change they want to see implemented in Plan S.
The sticky issue is that the current policy in Australia and the current practice by a lot of research publishers is to embargo things for a year. So you can't get immediate and free access to the latest knowledge unless you subscribe to the journal. Where there's a big push globally around open access, it's to get rid of those embargo periods. It's to make more publication immediately accessible as soon as they're published. That's certainly a goal that CALL supports. For us to get there, though, it involves complicated negotiations with publishers.
Robert O'Connor, Executive Director of Council of Australian University Librarians, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.